When you look at the sculpture, you can almost immediately identify that it is something astronomical.
The center is the sun.
And the ring, going around the center.
Riding around circle.
Reminds us that we are not the center of the universe. I'm Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute.
My name is Joe Zazichny. I was one of the youngest city councilmen ever elected in Philadelphia. And I also was a president of the Polish Heritage Society.
We are standing at the sculpture Copernic.
The artist was Dudley Talcott. This monument was dedicated in 1973. And the monument itself was an idea which I came up with because we were approaching the 500th anniversary of Copernicus' birth.
Copernicus was a 15th century scholar.
And he reversed the idea that had dominated astronomy for thousands of years.
His idea was, very simply, that it's not the Earth that stands at the center of the solar system, but it's the sun that stands at the center of the universe, as he would describe it then.
And the Polish Heritage Society, they didn't want a statue as such. We wanted something to relate to his findings at that time and his theory.
Copernicus straightens out thousands of years of misunderstanding about how our solar system works, and from that point on, we never look back.
As you walk closer to the monument, you will see the name on the monument of Copernik.
Most people in modern times know the name of this great scientist as Nicholas Copernicus. That's his Latinized name.
So the Polish Heritage Society, we wanted to acquaint our American friends about the contributions of Poles and Polish Americans, because Polish people are not ones to stand out with their chests and say, look at what we've done. But when there is someone who has contributed, like Copernik contributed, you take pride in it and say, oh yes, he was a Pole.
So where we are here looking at the statue is a really interesting location.
If you look behind it, it's the Cathedral of St. Peter and Paul.
It's right across the street from the Franklin Institute, the Temple of Science in Philadelphia, if you will. And it's a great story to have the church pitted against science all the time, particularly in the case of astronomy, where there's this titanic battle of cosmic forces of God and the astronomers. But Copernic was not an antagonistic person toward the church at all.
He was a devout Catholic.
Raised pretty much by his uncle.
Uncle, who was a bishop.
And so for him, it's not so much, how do I force people into understanding or believing what I'm saying, as it is for him to present the correct alternative possibility for what the structure of the solar system is. So this is a fabulous location for this sculpture to be located, because Copernic sort of makes a junction between church and science. And the work of Copernic stands at the vertex of these two sides of that view of the universe.